This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis wants more families to sign up for universal preschool. Providers want that too, but they say some big problems need to be fixed. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
UPK gives 15 to 30 hours of free preschool to four-year-olds, but school districts complained at a Thursday town hall that hundreds of students matched to them aren't enrolled and school has started. They point to problems in the state's online system. Polis has downplayed district concerns and says more than 36,000 children are signed up.
I look at it more from the parents' perspective, and 80% got their first choice, which is more than I would have thought.
Meantime, an August poll of private providers shows many are under-enrolled, have lost money, and are still confused about payment. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
The city of Denver could end up paying more than $4.7 million to more than 300 protesters who were arrested during the 2020 George Floyd protests. Those arrested argue the city only targeted protesters, not other people, for violating curfew. They say that violated their First Amendment rights. The case is the latest in a series of costly claims involving Denver police dating back to those 2020 protests, including $14 million in damages awarded to protesters. City Council is set to approve the claim Monday. The U.S. District Court will need to approve the settlement as well. You're listening to CPR News in Denver right now. It is 59 degrees and rainy. There's a flood watch into Saturday afternoon. Stay safe. Stay here.